The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I don't think I've said anything about COVID today, and I'm not going to say much. The numbers today, somewhat encouraging. But I mentioned this yesterday, and I want to mention it again today. If you're getting really, really excited because Governor DeWine said we've got a goal in mind, and as soon as we reach that goal, all of the restrictions are going to be lifted, and that goal is 50 cases per 100,000. Okay. Today, it was 156 cases per 100,000. The governor's goal, 50. Which means right now, we have three times as many daily cases as will be needed to lift the restrictions. Looking at some of the quote-unquote experts in epidemiology, if we continue on the trend that we have had for the last 30 days, the absolutely most optimistic forecast would be sometime around the end of April or mid-May. That is absolutely best case scenario. Without any surges, without any surprises, the end of April or mid-May. When asked point blank, Governor DeWine estimated July 4th is his estimate. So like I said yesterday, we are moving in the right direction, but we're a long, long ways away from having all of the restrictions lifted. What is going to be fascinating is to watch Texas and Mississippi. Now, by the way, there are 15 other states that either never had mask mandates or have lifted them. So altogether, 17 states have no mask mandates today. The most recent, Texas, Mississippi, the liberals are screaming and yelling, everybody in Texas is going to die. We'll see. And it won't take long to see what the trend will be in Texas and in Mississippi. And I promise you this, if the trend is downward in the number of new cases in Texas and Mississippi after lifting the mask mandate, if cases begin to decline, the pressure on Governor DeWine and other governors will be enormous to follow suit. So we'll see. So again, today, 156 cases per 100,000. The goal is to reach 50. For two consecutive weeks, by the way. Two consecutive weeks. So we've got to get down to less than 500 new cases a day for 2 weeks. And we're just, that's not even in sight right now. So I don't want to discourage you, but I want you to be realistic. I read some lengthy quotes from Michael Youssef and his deep concern about wokeness entering into the evangelical church, critical race theory, and so forth. Well, one of the other dangers for the church today is the progressive movement. You got the woke people. Far, far worse are the progressives. One progressive minister has received quite a bit of controversy because of comments that he made in a TikTok video. I know that TikTok exists. I don't know. I don't have TikTok. I don't even know how to access it. But his name is the Reverend Brandon Robertson. May I remind you, the term reverend doesn't necessarily mean anything today. You can get a mail order ordination. You can be an atheist and be called a reverend. Well, Reverend Brandon Robertson is an author, and he calls himself a theologian. He's not much of a theologian. This past Saturday in his video, the video was titled, "Is Jesus a Racist?" The conclusion of Reverend Brandon Robertson, well, he was, but he repented. Jesus, yeah. He begins his video by saying, "Did you know there's a part of the Gospel of Mark where Jesus used a racial slur?" He went on to say that there were strong biases within the Jewish community against Gentiles, Greeks, Syrians, as was the case with this woman in Mark chapter 7. And you're probably familiar with the story. This woman comes and asks Jesus for something, and he basically says, "It's not good for me to give the children's food to dogs." Remember that? Now, he was not calling her a dog. He was not using a racial slur. He was using something that was common in their society to prove that the grace of God reaches all people. Because she responds, "Well, even the dogs get crumbs from the table." Jesus immediately commends her. But according to this guy, Jesus is the villain, the woman is the hero. And because of this woman, Jesus was forced to repent. In fact, he says this, "I love this story because it's a reminder that Jesus is human. He had prejudices and biases, and when confronted with it, he was willing to do his work, and this woman was willing to stand up and speak truth." So he portrays Jesus as a racist Jew who finally found a strong woman that would stand up to him. And when this strong woman stood up to him, Jesus had no choice but to repent of his racist ways. Now, the reason I bring you this story is to illustrate how bizarre the theological left has become. May I remind you, everything the left touches, they destroy, they kill. Politics, theology. This guy is far left in his theology, and he has an absolutely unbiblical, heretical view of Jesus, but he is convinced that he is bringing people to the truth as he tries to prove Jesus was not divine. He was not God. He was just a human. He was a good guy. He was a good human. He taught good things, but filled with failure, just like you and me, he was not God. Sadly, this reverend will one day learn. Too late, I fear, but he will learn that Jesus was and is indeed God. Folks, make sure you're in a Bible-believing church. Make sure that your pastor teaches and preaches the truth. And if not, run. Run.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I rarely talk about our ministry that God has given Joy and I, Cross Power Ministries. But I just want to put this out quickly. COVID has been a disaster for almost all ministries. We're not excluded from that. If I look back a year ago, January, February, we were booked absolutely solid almost every week, March, April, May, June, and even through the summer, which is what we love. Our ministry is about going to local churches and presenting the message of the cross. One-day meetings on Sunday. We love to do cross-power weekends on a Saturday and a Sunday. Marriage conferences, family conferences. God had been so gracious. We were so excited last year to go into the spring and the summer with an absolutely jammed calendar. And then COVID hit. Everything was canceled. Every single speaking engagement was canceled. Now, churches are beginning to open up again. Beginning, but it's beginning. Now, the only reason I bring this up, I would ask you to pray that God would fill our calendar again. And if we could be a blessing to your local church, just go to our website, crosspower.net. We would love to come to your church. Just got had contact from a pastor in Lancaster and booked us for two Sundays in May. That's wonderful. What an answer to prayer. But our calendar is wide open. We've been doing this for 21 years. God has been so good. But we have never had such an open calendar. And we want to minister. And we would love to come to your local church. We would love to do that. And the size does not matter. I never ask the size of the church, ever. Unless we're doing a seminar and we need to print materials, I ask, all right, how many sets of books or whatever do we need to bring? But other than that, never. We have been to churches of 10 people, 12 people. We've been to churches of thousands and everything in between. So just throwing it out there, talk to the leadership of your church. Don't push, but just ask them about the possibility of having Joy and I in for a Sunday revival meeting. Not many churches have revivals anymore, but occasionally. The website is crosspower.net. Crosspower.net. By the way, there's all kinds of resources there. And ladies especially, if you have not purchased my wife's book and read it, you are missing an enormous blessing. My Shadows of Death, and they're available. My book is available as well, but honestly, her book is better. Sermons, you can listen to sermons there. There's all kinds of resources at crosspower.net. Just check it out. All the contact information is there. And pray with us that God would just fill up our calendar again. Like I said, it's rare that I mention our ministry, But it is so important to me, to Joy, and I hope it's important to you as well. God has wonderfully blessed us for the last 21 years. Let me end with this story. I love this story. Pastor Robert Lee Hamilton Sr. has been pastoring his church for many, many years. And as he got into his 80s, as he was pastoring Golden Gate Cathedral Church of God in Christ, he began telling people he didn't want to die in a hospital. He didn't want to die at home. He didn't want to die in a nursing home. It was his greatest desire that when it was time for him to go to heaven, he wanted to die preaching. Well, he had been pastoring the church for 45 years, 84 years old, and I believe it was two Sundays ago. Quote, "He was great strength all my life that I've known him," Norman Hamilton, one of the members of the church, recalled. "He had never been to the hospital or anything, never been sick. He got into the church yesterday feeling good, speaking, and he sat down at the pulpit in his chair around 1 o'clock. He looked up to heaven like he looked up to the sky, and he simply fell over and died beside his pulpit." For a man of God, for a preacher, what a way to go. God gave him the desire of his heart. He died preaching and fell to the floor beside the pulpit where he had ministered for over 40 years. Massive heart attack. God bless his memory and his legacy. God bless him. All right, folks. Hope to see many of you at the RUC banquet. I am headed there right now. I hope you are as well. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, but please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.